You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
This devotion is for March 18th, 2021. The reading is from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 41st verse. So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. And it is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Here ends the reading. Here is another arresting word from God, our Heavenly Father. No one comes to Jesus unless the Father makes it happen. This word should stop us in our tracks as North Americans. We think we are the masters of our lives. We are in charge. We decide what to do, where to go, and whom we follow. It's my choice, my decision, and my life. Scripture runs completely counter to our assumptions and our worldview. If we believe in Jesus and we are following him, it is not because we made the right choice. It is not because we have our act together and our values and desires are all lined up the right way. Martin Luther's explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed in the Small Catechism states the truth. We cannot believe in Jesus or come to him by our good intentions, best efforts, wisdom, or sheer determination. Rather, the Holy Spirit calls us through the gospel. That's how the Father draws us to Jesus. He speaks promises of love, grace, and mercy to us in word and sacrament. We are not drawn to Jesus by constant threats of condemnation. God may have to speak the harshest words of condemnation at times in our lives when our hearts are completely hardened. But those words don't draw us to Christ. They soften our hearts so we can hear God's love and forgiveness for us in Jesus. As we are drawn to him, we realize he delights in us. In response, we delight in him. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, thank you for calling me each day through the gospel and each day keeping me united in Jesus with the whole church in true faith. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. Think of the people God used in your life to draw you to Jesus. Thank God for their witness and their love for you. If possible, thank one of those persons for discipling you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.